From Luke and Psalms, Jesus is in the temple at the age of 12. He is in his father's house. In this story, let us not hang on the idea that Jesus' parents felt as though they lost their son for 3 days. It would have been natural for Jesus to travel with other family members in a caravan. They did not have a bus or a van where everyone would check in before they leave for home. This story is about Jesus being in his father's house with leaders of the Church of God, in discussion and education. One might call it a Bible study with Jesus. Jesus is not in a heated discussion, but a wisdom-gaining education of both Jesus and the leaders of the temple. Jesus comes to the place he calls his father's house because that is where he needs to be. Sitting with Jesus in study would be amazing, even when he was a 12-year-old boy. At 12 years, Jesus is still a boy and would not have the authority as an adult until 13. This information is important because of the reactions of the people studying with him. They were amazed at his answers. God, as Jesus, is still learning how to be human and is not intentionally being disrespectful. God comes to us to become fully human in order to have a relationship knowing what and who we are. Jesus must have been frustrated often as he grew up, knowing what he did and yet being human at the same time. We know that later, during his ministry, Jesus would say to the disciple in Mark's gospel, "You faithless generation, how much longer must I be among you? How much longer must I put up with you?" Word made flesh and dwelt among us was frustrated because we are too human and we do not trust in the Lord God. God came down to bring us light in a dark world, to bring life to the dead. Jesus, as a boy, is learning who we are just as the leaders are learning who Jesus is. The leaders and Jesus do not quarrel yet. They study together and discuss the scriptures in amazing conversation. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. From the open gate of Jesus Christ, God gives an entrance into the relationship God is longing. Come to the light of Jesus and see that God is with us even in a world that does not know God. God will lead us into 2021 with power and truth and light. God has opened the gate of Jesus Christ for all who long for peace, hope, and life. Come, Lord Jesus, teach us your truth. Be our open gate of salvation. Share your wisdom. Amen. Let us pray. God of all learning, when the boy Jesus stayed in the temple to learn from the elders, it was the elders who in turn learned from him. Teach us, Lord, as you have taught others, and grant us wisdom and willingness to learn. Open the gate of knowledge and truth and light for all creation in Jesus Christ. Amen.